through this evening. This evening we're covering Psalm 90 to Psalm 106, which is the fourth book of the Psalms. It is the book of the Psalms that corresponds with, of course, the book of Numbers, which is the fourth book of the Torah, and also with the book of Ecclesiastes, which is the fourth book of the festival scrolls, or the Megillah. And we want to look a little bit at that parallel, because in some ways the parallel is stronger here in this fourth book of the Psalms than even in some of the other sections. The book of Numbers, of course, is the story of Israel in the wilderness, and the period of time covers most of the 40 years in their wandering. And one of the things that we sometimes don't focus as much on, but it was part of the reason that the Israelites were given in Leviticus 23 as to why, during the Feast of Tabernacles, they were to dwell in booths or tabernacles. Rather, we're told in Leviticus 23:42, "You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." So this is added on here, or after it's gone through and discussed even the eighth day up in verse 36, and then it comes back and focuses again on the Feast of Tabernacles, and it gives here as a reason that Israel is to dwell in booths because they're to be reminded of the time that their ancestors dwelt in booths during the time in the wilderness. You know, the essence of dwelling in a booth is that you're in a temporary situation. You're in a temporary dwelling. One of the things that is stressed in the book of Ecclesiastes, which is traditionally read by the Jews during the Feast of Tabernacles, is how temporary things are. You know, Solomon starts out, "Vanity of vanities," you know, "all is vanity." And you look the word up, and it is referring basically to the essence of the word is something that is not permanent. It's temporary. It's here and it's gone. And that is the essence as you open here in Psalm 90. Because, you know, we are dwelling in booths or tabernacles right now. At least Peter talked about that. You know, he talks about when I put off this, my tabernacle, which I know is not going to be long in the future. Paul talks about that, using that analogy, referring to our earthly body, because it's temporary. And that is the theme that comes out here in Psalm 90. What is physical is temporary. It cannot permanently satisfy. One of the things that the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us of during the Feast of Tabernacles, you know, the physical, no matter how great, is not the ultimate. The millennium is not the ultimate. The millennium is temporary. It only lasts 1,000 years, and then it's over. If you don't have something that goes even beyond that, the ultimate is the kingdom of God. That is forever. That is eternal. As we notice here, Psalm 90 opens up emphasizing the permanence of God. It says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." See, God goes beyond just a temporary tabernacle, a temporary booth. "You have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." So we find here quite a contrast between God and man, as we're going to see as we come on down. See, in verse 12 here of Psalm 90, it says, "Teach us to number our days." Up in verse 10 here, "The days of our years are perhaps 70, threescore and 10. And if by reason of strength that they're fourscore, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. It's soon cut off and we fly away." You know, human life basically 70, maybe 80, but it's soon over. We fly away. You know, you talk to somebody, you tell a little kid, you know, the, when you're a little kid, you meet somebody that is old. Boy, you know, it just seems like that's forever. And, you know, you can't imagine ever being that old. I was visiting with Mrs. Moore a little earlier today, and she was telling me the story of when she was a very small girl. Her great-grandmother turned 100, and she remembers them, you know, telling her to come out of the house, that her great-grandmother, and they had driven up in a team and wagon.